What is up, everyone? Welcome back to Robbie Tuck Fitness Podcast, and it is a pleasure to be back and do another one. I just want to keep doing these basically to log everything that we're doing here at Robbie Tuck Fitness, and well, it's something I can listen to back when I'm old and crippled, and as well for anyone out there, so we can, if you, instead of like watching a video of Robbie Tuck Fitness, you can actually just listen in and hopefully be motivated, maybe put a smile on your face with my cracky, corny grammar, how I say things, or maybe I could be generally funny. So we're just talking about doing. That's it. The word doing is something that a lot of people don't do. Myself, I'm guilty of it as well. I put my hands up. This is a podcast, and I want you to know that I put my hands up. So doing has been hard because you say a lot of things that you desire, you have a lot of dreams, you think about it, you just talk about it, but you need to actually execute it. I'm actually getting better at doing it. So I want to say that I'm on the same boat as everyone else listening to this podcast, is that doing is hard because you've either got to get out of your comfort zone or do work. You've got to do the work. You've got to put the work in so you can achieve those goals, those dreams that you actually put out for yourself. So be straight with yourself, straight up, you need to start doing. Here with me, like I said in the last one, life is hard, and we're going through a bit of a tough stage, Georgia and I. Georgia is my girlfriend. I just want to say that because, well, she's going to be in a lot of the videos, and she's going to be, she's a part of the team, so yeah. She will be on these podcasts, hopefully, if I can convince her. But yeah, life is pretty hard at the moment, but I want to talk about doing because that's what I'm literally am going through at the moment. I literally need to do stuff to actually get to anywhere where I want to get to. So I had the question today on my Instagram, which is, do a boring job that pays good or take a risk of pursuing your dream job? I know which one I've already chosen, and well, it's obvious which one I've chosen because you know what aerobic tempo fitness is about. But I'm always so scared of the risk, but I need to do it. I need to do things so I can pursue it and maybe a bit safer so it's not so much of a risk. But there's always going to be a risk and I need to pursue it. So doing that is planning, but I tend to think that planning, if you're ever going to plan something, this comes into play with doing, is actually writing it down. I've got a notepad here. It's the Robbie Tuck Fitness notepad where I plan things, organize things, and kind of get things out, kind of like with what I do on these podcasts, is I put it down on paper so I don't have to say it to anyone, so I can be portrayed as, oh yes, he says this, says that, says this, but I can see no action. You see, I'm more of a, I don't want that impression. People can see that I'm consistent with my fitness and I don't need to say about it. So that's how I've got that image, and I'm happy because of that, because I don't need to say to people what I'm doing. I keep that to myself, keep it to indoors, closed behind doors, and just be a doer and come across as a doer. So if you ever want to get rid of that whole image of you being a all talk no action, probably a wrong quote there, then literally do what I do. Try out, get a notepad, write things down, plan things like that, and then simply just do it. Sometimes you have to go out of your comfort zone, sometimes you have to eat shit, literally just eat shit. Not literally as in your own shit or some dog shit, just so you know, because I did just say literally. But you've got to eat shit as in work. You've got to put in the work, you've got to put in the hours, you've got to fucking dedicate yourself to that, whatever your dream is. I like to share my dream as well, because, well, a lot of people might think, like, well, what's yours? My dream is for Robbie Tuck Fitness to be a worldwide known community team that anyone can join. that everyone can feel a part of and benefit from. So I want to own my own business where I literally have my own gym, where people can come, talk, we can have talk, like podcasts with other people, other members. We can have talk shows, we can have motivational videos, we can have events, we can have everything like that in a gym. Based where I want to be, well, I don't want to say that just yet because we're still planning. But my end goal is to own my own business, Robbie Tuck Fitness, make that into a actual location as well. Own my own gym, which will be that, and have a country family home where I can raise my own kids, not worry about money, make money a byproduct of my happiness and my help out to other people. I don't want to come across that I'm taking money, but instead giving out and helping people. Obviously, personal trainer, you have to work, and that costs money, but a lot of these things are free. You want to be motivated, all of it is for free. You can see it on Instagram, you can see it on Facebook, you can see it anywhere. The only thing people are going to pay for is like plans, merchandise. If they want my time specifically to take me out of my actual business, that will be like cost effective fitness plans, stuff like that, dieting plans. Yeah, you can purchase those, but a lot of it is for free. So we will be having like memberships and stuff like that when we get the gym, the merchandise, stuff like that. And hopefully we can get noticed more on social media and YouTube and stuff like that. So that's my end goal. I don't know if I actually said it, because sometimes I lose track of what I say. I'm ever so sorry if I do. But my end goal is business, own my own business and location where I can have that business, and my own country home where I've got acres of land, what I can do whatever I want on, and be able to raise my own family and be able to be a part of every moment of their lives and be there by their side and always be supportive. Because my parents, outstanding, love them to bits. They gave me the best life they could, and I'm very grateful because we've had hard times with them and it was tough, but I've learned from that, and I understand that now nothing can really stop me from achieving those goals, because I've got so much desire to not stay in the same spot or stay in the same mindset. I want to move, stay with the same motivation, but change the way that I am living so I benefit from it. So basically, my money income will be a byproduct of what I love, which will be motivating, fitness, health, lifestyle, dieting, everything like that. So yeah, at the bottom of it, at the end of all this, shall I say, do, execute, and stop saying stuff. Stop telling people about things. The more you give out, the more you look like a doer, a sayer, and not a doer. So I recommend writing down on a notepad and simply just doing it. I know it's hard. You need to, like, you know, eat shit, but it's worth it in the end. I know, because I've done a couple of things, like get my PT degree, for example. That was tough. That was very tough, but I got it. And look where I am now. I can literally be qualified to open up my own fitness business. So, yeah, it benefited me. I ate shit, got something good out of it. So, guys, eat shit, do stuff, write everything down, and start seeing the results. And remember, Robbie Tuck Fitness is always here and always supporting. So thank you for listening in to guys today. Hopefully it wasn't too serious. I like to make them a bit fun and interactive. But I want to say thank you ever so much for listening. Robbie Tuck Fitness signing off, and I will see you in the next one. Be doers. Oh yeah, and how can I forget? How can I possibly forget that? Remember, be proud, be humble. Robbie Tuck Fitness. Signing out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.